Torres Strait, home to the most stable and robust population of dugong on the planet, hosting up to 25,000 of them. These mild-mannered and vulnerable creatures roam beds of shallow seagrass in Australia's north and in the waters off Papua New Guinea's south coast. But a two-year, $2 million investigation by the Australian Crime Intelligence Commission has revealed PNG fishermen may be illegally poaching dugong in Australia's northern waters, breaching a treaty designed to protect marine life in the region. The Torres Strait Treaty allows for locals to move freely between PNG and Australia, and to kill dugong by traditional means for their own consumption. 5 years ago, an ABC investigation revealed some Indigenous Australian fishermen were killing and selling dugong for profit, but the extent of the practice in PNG is not known. And Torres Strait Mayor Fred Gaylor says because there is no enforcement in PNG to protect dugong, villagers from the Western Province may be putting them at risk.
Families in the Western Provincial area actually uses unconventional methods in dugong that are being captured in large numbers. Though dugong meat, even though it's illegal to actually sell on the streets or in the market in PNG, it is being sold in the market. It's definitely happening.
When the Australian Crime Intelligence Commission's environmental crime team was established 3 years ago, it launched a detailed investigation into the extent of an illegal trade in turtle and dugong meat. The findings were passed on to Australia's Department for the Environment, which chose not to disclose the details. It was referred to in Parliament in September by Senator Concietta Fioraventi-Wells when allegations of illegal hunting were played down.
The investigation subsequently found that the poaching and sale of meat was almost certainly minimal and usually opportunistic, and that there was no substantive evidence to suggest an organised commercial trade existed in Queensland or the Torres Strait.
But an internal document obtained under Freedom of Information by the Cairns Post says although the extent of illegal poaching is not known, the activities of PNG fishermen may be contributing to a decline in dugong numbers. The head of marine ecosystems for PNG's Environmental Protection Authority says his government has been working hard to stamp out the practice of commercial dugong hunting since launching a campaign in 2013.
We managed to zero down within 3 years, since 2013, to zero down a no-tolerance catch of dugongs and sale of dugongs at any market. That's for sale to generate income. But in terms of for tradition, that's something that under our Fauna Protection and Control Act, there is allowance for take of dugongs, but only for traditional uses.
Vagi Ray says the issue is exacerbated by a third country.
Right now, there's a serious problem. It is not with Australia, not with PNG, it's with Indonesia. Now, Indonesia is coming across and they're harvesting our dugongs, and the task of the dugong has a market. So it's actually putting mounted pressure on us.
The Australian Fishing and Management Authority denies there is a serious problem with overhunting in the Torres Strait. General Manager of Operations, Peter Venslevas, says extensive monitoring has not unveiled any widespread poaching.
It happens sometimes, it's certainly not often. We have a fairly extensive surveillance program in the Torres Strait, which entails aerial surveillance. We've got planes up in the air every day. There's also an extensive program where AFMA, or the Australian Fisheries Management Authority, is involved in going into the treaty villages within Papua New Guinea to provide education and awareness sessions. But we certainly have a fairly strong grip on what is happening from a international perspective.
But these claims are challenged by dugong activist Colin Riddell, who is critical of the ACIC report.
I think that claim is ridiculous. They even said that the widespread extent of it isn't really known, so I don't know how they came up with the result they came up with. I just think that the investigation was a $2 million junket by the investigators. It's done by powerful people. It's done by families, prominent families. It's something that they make a lot of money out of. One local hunter here near Cairns made $80,000.
He says the issue is wider than just dugong hunting, and PNG fishermen have also been caught taking large numbers of turtles beyond the terms of the Treaty of Torres Strait.
I do know that it come over. I do know that there was 100 turtles on their backs there one night, and we had a ranger in tears who rang up our local member, Warren Inch, member for Leichhardt, and he was distraught that the Papuans are coming over to pick up those turtles. So I know they do come over and hunt in there, but I also know that, you know, the locals up there hunt them a lot too.
Mr. Vagi says this is not a problem to be solved by a single government. The deep familial ties between Torres Strait Islanders and PNG villagers from Western Province make management of marine life more complex.
Yes, of course, it's a shared traditional knowledge between their cousins or their family members in the Torres Strait region. So under the guise of that, they come across to our side and take, oh, we treaty communities go across the other side to take, you know, on a traditional arrangement, and sometimes it's very difficult to monitor.
Mayor Fred Gaylor says a diplomatic solution needs to be considered.
I think it goes beyond just simply coming in with a heavy hand in regards to breaching and enforcing. I mean, that needs to run parallel to a number of other things. We need to look at what opportunities can be created for those families. So I think between the Australian government and PNG government, a conversation needs to happen.
In a statement, Australia's Ministry for the Environment says it has no evidence to dispute the findings of the ACIC investigation and has no reason to pursue a diplomatic resolution to concerns over dugong poaching.